Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratories podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Worth Book's summary and analysis of guns, germs, and steel is a concise companion to Jared Diamond's work on the long-term causes of global inequality among human societies. The underlying book is a work of historical synthesis, drawing on geography, evolutionary biology, archaeology, agriculture, epidemiology, and anthropology to explain why some regions develop states, writing, weapons, and epidemic diseases earlier than others. Rather than treating conquest as evidence of innate superiority, the argument traces broad differences in power to environmental circumstances that shaped food production, population density, technology, and political organization. As a summary and analysis volume, the Worth Books edition is designed for readers who want the central thesis, major examples, and interpretive framework without reading the full original text. Its purpose is not to replace the source work in depth, but to make its causal logic, historical scope, and intellectual significance easier to grasp. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, environmental causes replace racial explanations for historical inequality. The central idea of guns, germs, and steel is that the uneven development of human societies cannot be explained by biological or intellectual differences among peoples. Diamond argues that history followed different paths because groups inherited different environmental starting points. This matters because the question he addresses is politically and morally charged. Why did European and Asian powers conquer or dominate many indigenous African and oceanic societies rather than the reverse? His answer shifts attention away from inherited human capacity and toward geography, ecology, and timing. Regions with favorable conditions for early food production generated larger populations, more specialized labor, and more complex institutions. Those advantages compounded over thousands of years before major episodes of conquest occurred. The Worth Book's summary highlights this framework because it is the foundation for the rest of the argument. Guns, germs, and steel are not presented as isolated causes. They are visible outcomes of deeper environmental processes. The book, therefore, reframes global inequality as an accumulated historical result rather than a simple measure of cultural merit. Secondly, food production creates the surplus needed for specialization and states. A major mechanism in the book is the transition from hunting and gathering to agriculture and herding. Food production changes the scale and structure of society because it can support denser populations and produce surplus calories. Surplus allows some people to become rulers, soldiers, priests, scribes, craft workers, and traders instead of full-time food gatherers. This specialization supports political hierarchy, technological experimentation, record-keeping, and organized warfare. Diamond emphasizes that the ability to develop agriculture depended heavily on the local availability of domesticable plants and animals, not simply on human inventiveness. Some regions possessed wild species that could be turned into reliable crops or livestock more readily than others. The Fertile Crescent is especially important in this argument because it had several useful grains and animals early in human history. The summary format makes clear that agriculture is not treated as a minor background condition. It is the engine that transforms ecological opportunity into social power, creating the foundation for cities, bureaucracies, armies, and long-distance expansion. Thirdly, continental axes shape the spread of crops, animals, and techniques. One of the most distinctive arguments in guns, germs, and steel concerns the shape and orientation of continents. Diamond argues that Eurasia benefited from a broad east to west axis, while the Americas and Africa have stronger north to south barriers. Crops and animals generally spread more easily across similar latitudes because day length, seasons, rainfall patterns, and climate zones are more compatible. A plant domesticated in one part of Eurasia could often move across large distances without requiring radical adaptation. By contrast, movement north or south often meant crossing deserts, tropical zones, mountains, or climates with very different growing conditions. This affected not only agriculture but also the diffusion of tools, writing systems, animals, and social practices. The point is not that geography mechanically determines every outcome, but that it alters the speed at which innovations travel. The Worth Book's analysis helps condense this complex geographical reasoning into a clear causal chain. Easier diffusion produces broader exchange. Broader exchange accelerates development, and accelerated development compounds regional advantage over long periods. Fourthly, germs, weapons, and political organization become proximate tools of conquest. The title elements of the original book are best understood as proximate causes of conquest rather than ultimate explanations. Guns and steel represent military technology, metallurgy, ships, and tools that gave some societies decisive advantages in conflict. Germs represent epidemic diseases that spread from societies with long histories of dense populations and close contact with domesticated animals. In Eurasia, repeated exposure to animal-borne diseases and urban epidemics created partial population immunity over generations. When Europeans reached the Americas and other regions, diseases such as smallpox devastated populations with little prior exposure. Diamond links these biological effects to the earlier rise of farming, livestock, cities, and trade networks. Political organization is also crucial. Centralized states could finance expeditions, mobilize soldiers, sustain conquest, and coordinate resource extraction. The summary emphasizes that conquest was not caused by bravery or intelligence alone. It resulted from accumulated material, biological, and institutional advantages that had developed long before direct encounters between continents. Lastly, the summary format clarifies the argument while reducing the debate around it. Worth Books offers a compressed guide to a large and interdisciplinary work, which gives readers fast access to the main thesis, the explanatory sequence, and the major implications. This is useful because the original book covers thousands of years and moves across multiple fields, including botany, animal domestication, epidemiology, linguistics, and political history. A summary can help readers see how the parts fit together. Environmental resources enable food production. Food production supports dense societies. Dense societies foster technology and disease resistance, and these advantages shape conquest and inequality. The limitation is that compression can smooth over scholarly debates. Guns, Germs, and Steel has been praised for its scope and humane rejection of racist explanations. But it has also been criticized by some historians and anthropologists for giving broad environmental factors too much explanatory weight. A responsible reading of the summary should therefore treat it as an entry point. It provides the architecture of the argument, while the full book and critical scholarship provide nuance, evidence, and disagreement. In conclusion, this Worth Book summary is best suited to readers who want a structured introduction to one of the most influential popular history arguments of the late 20th century. It will be useful for students preparing for discussion, general readers interested in world history, and anyone looking for a concise explanation of why global power became so unevenly distributed. The practical benefit is conceptual clarity. It gives readers a framework for connecting agriculture, disease, technology, geography, and empire instead of treating historical events as isolated episodes. The intellectual benefit is that it challenges racial or purely cultural explanations for inequality and replaces them with a long-range environmental and historical model. Compared with many summaries of major nonfiction books, this one stands out because the source material has an unusually broad explanatory ambition. It is not merely summarizing a set of events or a single historical period, it is condensing a theory of human development across continents and millennia. But readers who need detailed evidence, case studies, and scholarly qualifications should still turn to the original work. Readers who want the core argument, its major mechanisms, and its significance in a compact form will find the summary a useful guide. If you would like to support Worth Books, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.